A couple have been left shocked and outraged after a telecom pole was installed on their land without their permission. The first, Robert Bootle, and his wife Josephine Mary Bootle knew that one of the controversial masts was being earmarked for their land, which is clearly highlighted in the deeds to their property, was in September of last year when work started. Now, this week, contractors for 11 wirelesses were on their land at South Drive in Harwood to install the pole. The ninth wireless told the Bolton News that the company took a great deal of care when confirming locations for infrastructure. In September, police were called and the couple say the land was restored to how it was before. The couple say they had no warning a mast would be installed on their land, only that a telecoms pole was planned for the area. But this week, to their surprise, work started again with the telecoms pole now installed. Mr. Bootle emailed the council's highways department regarding the issue. Kelly Ann Shacklady has been supporting her grandparents and has been calling for help from the authorities to deal with the situation. It seems the issue centres around the fact that although the land is private, it is maintained by highways. Miss Shacklady made a post on Facebook which was shared widely in Bolton. The installation of telecom poles has proved controversial in Bolton, with a protest previously held in Harwood and in the town centre. Councillors in Bolton are speaking to the council and the family regarding a mediation. Councillor Mudassir Dean and MP Mark Logan are currently at the site of the mast speaking to residents and trying to find a solution.